All right, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to GSR Gonzo Sports Room, Friday, January 27, 2023. I'm Chris Gonzo Gonzalez, joined by Tony Gonzalez. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Also have Jay McLovin on with us tonight. How's it going, Jay?
It is doing much better than a young man out there in Clemson, NCAA men's basketball, number 11, Brevin Galloway. Now, if you have not heard about Mr. Brevin Galloway, what has happened to him, he has what they call an exploded testicle. Now, the clinical, that is how he described it. The clinical definition is called testicular torsion. But I will tell you, apparently it is in extreme pain and crazy. So I'm doing well. I am doing much better than Mr. Brevin out there at Clemson. I just want to say that. When I read that today on Bleacher Report, I looked at my life and I said, you know what? Life is pretty good right now. Compared to this young man, life is pretty good.
We're also joined by Rob Scott. Rob, 2 cents. How's it going, brother?
I'm all good, man. I'm on here with my boy Gonzo and Pops with my boy McLovin. It's a great night, baby.
Like I said, if you ain't doing nothing tomorrow, join us for the Royal Rumble.
I think I plan on being there. I definitely want to do the Royal Rumble, and that'll be my first watch along ever. So I appreciate the invite. I definitely gonna show up, man. I know how you and Pops are, especially with the knowledge about the wrestling. So it's always good conversations when I'm around you fellas.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
I thought I was hearing it twice. I on the TV that turned up. Like, what's that? Why do I get the back feed for it?
Let me turn. I got it on ESPN. They showing the X Games right now. I haven't watched that in so long, man. I used to be like a huge Tony Hawk fan. I used to have all the video games, man. You know, you kind of grow out of it, but I still got respect for the athletes.
No, I had the feed up on the TV so I could see what the picture looked like. I forgot to mute the TV, so I was hearing everything we were saying twice. Like, where's
I got the Grizzlies and T-Wolves game on today. That's a pretty nice little thing they got going on. Grizzlies are actually down 85-70 right now to the T-Wolves.
I spent the evening watching college wrestling and SmackDown.
Yeah, I was watching SmackDown.
You had number one versus number two in college wrestling tonight. I won Penn State, so I was watching that.
I was watching SmackDown, and
I was watching SmackDown too. I enjoyed SmackDown.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of SmackDown and wrestling, though, hey Rob, I know, me and Tony had talked about. I mean, me and Gonzo. Hey, one hand, Tony too. Have you seen the Dana White new power slap that he's doing now? Have you watched any of that?
I've watched clips. You know, bro. I don't know. I'm just not into it. But I saw one clip where this one guy, like, his face instantly like swelled.
Oh yeah,
and it was bad. And then I saw one clip of a young lady, and she was like, "Yeah, come on!" And she slapped that girl like it was something personal.
Rob, I saw this guy on there. I was telling Gonzo, but I seen this guy on there get slapped so hard the man came out of his literal shoe. He had to hand him back his shoe. Yeah, like, you know you're getting hard. You're getting hit hard when you're coming out your shoe.
I don't care how much money you offering. I'm sorry. A slap is more disrespectful than a punch. I'm not just going to sit there and let you slap me now. We going to fight.
If they're paying money, wouldn't you?
Hey, no. Hey,
Rob,
no.
Listen, are they paying you money?
No.
How much money would it take, Rob?
I don't know. I know Ted DiBiase said everybody got a price. I'm not going to sit there and just let you slap me now. I don't know.
Well, it's not like you're letting them slap you. It's a sport. It's not like you don't get the slap yourself because you can slap. You're gonna slap him back.
I know, but I saw a clip where somebody got knocked unconscious.
Oh, dude, they knocked you straight out. It's incredible.
With Dustin the Eddie. That was funny, Dustin.
We are the reverse Oreo tonight.
We're the reverse Oreo.
I don't even know if that's really an Oreo because Gonzo's Hispanic, so I don't know what that would be. Would it be like a caramel chocolate vanilla Oreo?
Chris ain't that much Hispanic, man. I mean, he's only like he's lucky if he's 25%. Because I'm only,
listen,
I'm,
that man can't even speak Spanish, okay? We found out yesterday. Hey, whoa.
He can't speak Spanish either.
My dad never taught us. My mom was Cherokee Indian, half Cherokee Indian.
Yeah,
and hillbilly. So yep. all my dad's relation lived in Texas. So he never spoke Spanish. So we never learned it.
So we have family living.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You might be 25% Indian Cherokee. By the way, I'm part Cherokee Indian as well. You can't tell it because I'm very, very light complexion. But my grandmother was 100% Cherokee. But I promise you, if Gonzo goes across the border and he ain't got a driver's license, 25% Cherokee Indian or not, he ain't coming back across.
Hey, y'all, I'm just black.
Well, I just found out the other day.
Hey, we mess around. He messes around with my son. He calls my son Quarter.
Yeah. I just found out the other day, Rob, that my 9-year-old granddaughter that lives in Chicago, all this time she said she was asking her mom, my daughter who's white, and her father who is black. She asked, well, where do I get my black from? And she said, well, from your dad. And she said, well, where do I get my Mexican from? So, well, from your grandpa Tony. No. No, Tony's black. Grandpa Tony's black. So she's 9 years old and all this time thought I was black.
Hey, Tony, you got some flavor though, brother. You got some flavor, so, baby. Oh, God.
Hey, thanks. Hey, thanks for listening, Eddie. We appreciate it. He says Jay has them rolling all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Man, listen. When I seen that, when I see that on Bleacher Report, I told Mel, I said, can you believe this? Man, what a time. Hey, I'm saying.
This is a late night show, so I was okay doing what I was doing, right?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Okay, you know, I don't want to.
Hey, Rob said, hey, no popo coming, right? Y'all ain't got
I'm not worried about no popo. No, I live in Chicago. Hey, it's legal.
It's legal where he's at.
It's legal here. Hey,
I like me now.
Hey, I flame him up. I be looking at him too, like, you want a hit?
Most of them probably would have if they weren't on duty.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, I ain't waiting until I retire.
Before we jump into the championship games this weekend, I wanted to start with Tua. Still in the concussion protocol, like, been over like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Is he going to end up having to maybe retire? I mean, most of these guys get what back in a week or two. Mm. It's been at least a month,
probably more.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just gonna say, I read that too. Now, according to them, they say, you know, most likely, you know, with recovery, he'll be fine. And they expect him to start, you know, next year as their quarterback. But I just wonder. I'm sure he will be fine, but at some level, you know, as he recovers or continues to recover, you can't reverse CTE, man. I just wonder how much CTE is already in him, you know, from this, because there is irreversible damage. He might be able to go out on the football field and continue to play, but there's still irreversible damage that's been done to this guy. You know what I'm saying? And I just wonder how much has he sustained and how much can he sustain before he becomes, you know, to a level, because we all know what CTE can lead to, you know, with Junior Seau and whatnot. I just wonder, is it really in his best interest, you know?
Well, let's look at the timeline. Let's look at the timeline. So Tua gets his first concussion. Everybody notices it, but the doctors allowed his man to continue to play. He gets his second concussion, and we seen maybe one of the scariest things on the field until we saw what happened to DeMar Hamlin.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the scariest things. Now, this third concussion he got, which, ladies and gentlemen, if we keep in count, that's three concussions in one season.
Yeah.
And I think he might have had a fourth.
Yeah. But the third concussion, I don't know if nobody even – I didn't know he had a concussion.
No. Well, yeah, absolutely. No, I knew he had three.
You didn't hear it until the next day.
Diagnosed, because they kind of skimmed over it, right? Now, that neurologist has since been fired from being able to evaluate. So he's kind of gone out the
window. Somebody had to be fired.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To be fired. If I can see, and I'm looking at a TV screen, that clearly he is not all there. And you just let the man play, talking about some, it's a back injury? No, brother.
You know, my thing about it is you know, when you look at, when I glance back at Troy Aikman's career, he had eight concussions over his whole career. And most likely Tua's probably had four concussions and he ain't been in the league, but maybe a year and a half.
Yeah. But have we seen Troy Aikman's body go through something like what?
No, I'm not saying it. The point I'm making is this guy's had eight career. And Tua's had four or five in the matter of a span of a season and a quarter. Like, how much more do you think that man, how, like, you know, what's he going to look like in 8 to 10 years? If he's already had four in the first year, how long can he really play? Because, you know, concussions are still going to be part of the game. It's going to happen.
He's going to have to get better at not taking hits. He has to get better at falling. If you watch him fall to his back, you see most guys will tuck their chin in. It's like he don't. He just falls. It's like, dude, you got to protect yourself when you're falling.
Yeah, you do. If I'm too honestly, you know, I get it. He's a competitor. We all love the, you know, you love the game. You love the game that you play. But also, you have to think, like, there's life after football. And at the rate he's going, it's you cutting your life short because it's like, dude, like, you – you know, unfortunately, everybody's not built the same. And if you start becoming afraid to get hit, that defeats the whole purpose of being out there on the field.
Well, yeah, and like I was saying again, you know, Junior committed suicide. That guy, and it was the Gonzalez kid that got locked up in jail, wound up committing suicide.
Hernandez.
Hey, look, hey man, look, it's one of those Hispanic names. You just pick one. Okay?
Man, fucked up.
Hey, real quick.
Glenn, good evening, man. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Glenn. But no, I'm just saying,
get your lighters and chill out and tune in, baby.
And again, look at the two documented cases that we know now of CTE and look what it led to. Now, obviously, Brett Favre says he's had 24, you know, undocumented. We know Troy Aikman's had eight. And of course, you know, they're doing okay in terms of that. But man, like you said,
they knocked Brett Favre right into stealing from the state of Mississippi. I mean, damn.
I was thinking the same thing, man.
There we go.
But yeah, I mean, it's something serious. It's something Tua should probably really consider retirement. You know,
I think I would start this season.
Yeah,
and if I had another one this season, I think I'd have to seriously think about being done.
Yeah, I mean, even to come back now. If I'm him, I'm getting fourth and fifth opinions.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to go talk to several doctors just to make sure. And I might not even talk to doctors in the state of Florida. Like, I don't want anybody that has any stock in Miami treating me. I need an honest answer. You don't know me. You looking at my health chart. What's the deal?
And hey, you know what, Rob? Another thing, though. Hey, listen, if you go to some of these governmental websites that have to deal with, like, the National Institute of Health, they will tell you that CTE can predispose you to early onset of Alzheimer's, which, you know, is a terminal type of injury, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another thing to consider, you know. You know, we had that many concussions. You know, what is it going to lead to? Is it going to lead to Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, all these other types of things, you know, down the road?
The problem is you don't know, and there's no way to –
No, you're right. That's right. Mm. And that's why I say, like, if I've had four concussions in one season and I've only just started, you know, what's down the road? Because you got to – look, this is football, man. You're going to get concussion. I mean, you can't avoid that. It just sometimes
it's happens. It's a physical game.
It is.
It's a physical game. But that's what I'm saying, Jay. You have to love it. And I think when you start getting multiple concussions like that, your psyche is going to play with you. You're not going to want to take those hits. And like I'm saying, if you're not ready to take those hits, it's not about if I'm going to get hit. You got to be ready to take those hits. And if you're not ready to take those hits and you know, that's not only going to interfere with your game as a quarterback, that's going to interfere with your psyche on the field. Like, wait, you know, it's a lot to consider, you know. Like Deontay Wilder said it best: the human head ain't meant to get hit like that.
I'm ready to see Wilder and Fury go at it.
It's not meant, like you said, it's not meant, because even though you have a
protector, Usyk,
I know what you said. You want that undisputed title.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it too.
Dustin said Brett Favre admitted he had 24 undocumented concussions. That's
a lot of concussions, you know.
Yeah, back then though, they really, you know, I mean, it wasn't a thing that got talked about much at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Eddie Rodriguez said you've got to consider the lifestyle these players are living outside the field.
Yeah.
And you do. You do, man. I mean, because that does play a part of it. But I don't know, man. I mean, honestly, I don't know how much money.
Avocado diet like Tom Brady.
Jeez.
But even with Tom Brady, but look, this has nothing to do with concussions, but the fact
that his wife came out and said he had concussions. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, against the Bears. I remember that. So, you know, but even with him just getting up in age, you can tell Tom Brady don't want to take them hits no more.
Oh, no.
Hell,
no,
not at 46.
You know what I mean? So, but you can see how that affects your game. Yeah. What's the difference between him and Joe Burrow? Joe Burrow will sit there and look down the gun. He know the hit coming, but I'm still going to throw this touchdown.
You can't rattle Joe Burrow, man. That's what's amazing about him, dude. You can sack him 9 times and he'll still beat you.
Dude, I mentioned that. I mentioned that on the afternoon show. I'm like, you get sacked 9 times in the conference championship game, then get sacked another 7 in the Super Bowl, and you literally came down from a throwaway to winning the whole thing. Like, Joe Burrow, he a dog. It's going to be an interesting match. I know we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I already know. I'm going to let y'all guide us through that. But, I'm actually excited about these championship games coming on Sunday.
Which one comes on first?
I think it's Philly.
I think it's NFC followed by the AFC.
I'm telling you all, we're starting with that game. What's your guys' thoughts on that game? I think that's going to be I think it's going to be kind of like the Dallas and the 49ers game was. I think it's going to be a defensive battle and come down to probably who makes the big mistake and turns the ball over.
Hey,
I think it's going to be a lot like that Dallas and 49er game.
Hey, words of good old J.R., baby, it's going to be a slobber knocker. I think this is going to be a hard-hitting game. I'm excited because you have playmakers on both sides. Come talk to me. I was down, my boy Con Man. What's up, Con Man? Talk to me, baby. But yeah,
how's it going, Con Man?
You know, they got playmakers on both sides of the ball. You look at San Francisco, you got Kittle, you got McCaffrey, you got Debo, you got Ayuk, you got Mitchell. You know, Mitchell is starting to step up. But
speaking of Mitchell, though, you know he's on the injury report now. He did not practice Friday with that groin injury. And since he did not practice Friday, he's listed as questionable. He didn't practice Friday.
Yeah. I think he plays Sunday.
I think he's going to play. They're going to let him get some. But that is something to look out for because groin injury.
Yeah, I just wonder what his role is going to look like.
That might have been why last week, if you watched that game, he didn't hardly play till the fourth quarter against Dallas.
I see McCaffrey.
And that might be that injury might be why. Maybe they're saving him toward the third, fourth quarter of the game because of that injury.
Yeah, but you also too though.
Is McCaffrey is also listed as questionable with that calf. So
I saw the day that McCaffrey is gonna play.
Oh, I think all three of them are gonna play. It's just I wonder how effective, you know, they're gonna be. You know, I think McCaffrey will be okay. They're not really making too big of a deal about McCaffrey as much as I'm worried about Mitchell not playing on Friday. That seems to be a little bit of an issue. But
see, that's what makes having all those playmakers just so special. Because Debo will run the ball out the backfield if he has to. You can kind of put Debo wherever you want and he can get the job done. But then you look at Philly, you know, Jalen Hurts is himself a playmaker. And then you give him a Sanders, you give him a Devontae Smith, you give him an AJ Brown, you know, you give him that tight end, that tight end is something special.
It's Go Dare.
All right, let me make sure I put the air, you know, the Go Dare. But you know,
Hey, I think that's a French word. You gotta say go there. It's not Joe Dirt.
Hey, but he's a touchdown machine as well, especially if they get into that, they get into that red zone. You know, you can almost look for him to get the ball, and then Jalen Hurts can hurt you, which in fact make that running game even better. He showed no sign that his shoulder was bothering him at all. So
right, like we were talking about earlier, though, AJ Brown has come out and put a little diva-ness to it, saying that, hey, I want the ball more. Do you think that's going to cause chemistry issues or cause internal strife? We all, like I was telling earlier, we saw that with Donovan McNabb and D.O. earlier, many years ago. Do you think that's going to resurface like that, or do you think it's going to be just fine?
No, I think Jalen built different. I don't think he probably talked to AJ, but they probably didn't already talk to him. He said, hey, bro, next time just come talk to me. Like, if you feel that way, talk to me. But I'm really seeing what's open. I think Jalen built different. He's a strong leader, and I think that team, you know, they really, you know, revolve around him. They go as he goes. And, you know, even, you know, everybody made the noise about Gardner Minshew. And yeah, they played one good game with him, but you know you just see how different this team is when Jalen is the one taking the snaps. So,
but he's not 100% either.
I know, but he didn't show any issues of that.
He looked good that last game.
He looked good, you know. And now you gave him another week to rest. I'm pretty sure, you know, he's been actually getting his rest, you know. Another thing, though, you know, like you mentioned, though, defense. Now you got Bosa and Fred Warren out there, and they're going to be looking to
hit somebody. It's not the Giants defense.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be looking to hit somebody. So, you know, it's going to be a great fight. I'm really excited about these.
I have the 49ers winning, but I think it's, like I said, I think it's going to be a low-scoring, close game.
You know what? I'm riding with the Eagles.
I'm going with the 49ers is I think the 49ers run game is going to be able to get going. If you look, that's what the one weakness that Eagles defense can have at times is stopping the run.
Yeah.
If they let the 49ers get the run game going, I think the Eagles could be in a little bit of trouble. But I think it's going to be a real good game.
You know what? I think the same on the other side of the field. I think if you can get the 49ers defense in a situation where they're kind of scattered and they're trying to make and that's what Jalen Hurts can do to you. He can make your defense just get discombobulated because now he takes a three-step drop and he gone, you know. And not only is he fast, he's strong. And, you know, some people don't want to get hit. You know, it's rare that you see somebody not want to get hit by the quarterback. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and then that's going to open up things for Sanders. And then once you get too worried about the running game, he got two playmakers out there. That can make some things happen. So I just think the Eagles, they've shown why they've been the number one team in the NFC all season. It wasn't a fluke. I believe they keep that momentum going right into the Super Bowl.
You know, one of the things I noticed, you know, Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles, they have, you know, a similar, they both have very tough defenses. And, you know, you saw the 49ers when they went up against the Dallas Cowboys defense. They got one touchdown. The rest of it was all field goal driven. So it was like 19 points and 12 out of the 19 was, you know, or 11 out of the 19. Look, 12, that was 12 out of 19 was field goal related. So I wonder how that's going to translate against this Eagles team. As you know, the Dallas, you know, with one of the big things that hurt Dallas was Dak Prescott and the turnovers and some of the play calling from Kellen Moore. You know, I don't think you're going to see that with the Eagles. The Eagles have a much better run offense than Dallas does. And the 49ers only beat the Cowboys by a score. I think that they're going to have a really hard time. Like you said, to your point, Rob, they're going to have a really hard time with an offense that doesn't turn the ball over as much as Dallas, but still has the same stingy defense like Dallas. And I think that's why that could be one of the things that hurts the 49ers. That plus the injuries to Mitchell not being a fully 100% could be a factor come game time. I think Kittle could be a big X factor. I think sometimes Kittle, I noticed with against Dallas, Kittle had a really good game, especially yards after the catch.
He has a good connection with Kittle. Has a good connection with Purdy.
Yeah,
he does.
What's your thoughts on the game?
Man, it's going to be a tough game. One thing I think that the San Francisco is going to do, I think going to look at a lot of tape of the Redskins, Redskins moved a lot of people on the defense, moved a lot of motion and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that seemed that bothered Hurts. That's about the only team that really bothered Hurts this year. The Colts actually did for about almost a whole game, and in the last 6 minutes, Hurts drove down the field almost and beat him. But I think San Francisco's defense, they're number two against the run, so I think that could definitely be a problem for the Eagles. But they're number 20 against the pass, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles come out attacking that pass defense.
Mm.
But I think it's going to be a pick'em game. I think I'm gonna go with San Francisco also, but I'm not going to be all four teams in all these games wouldn't shock me if they win.
Yeah, they deserve to be there.
All four of the best teams.
Yeah, they deserve to be there. They deserve to be there. You know what though? Last point. You know, and this just shows how great Brock Purdy has been. But this is his moment.
Yep.
You know, and I'm not wishing nothing on him. I'm just saying.
Is the moment going to be?
This is a moment where can make or break you, kind of. You know,
yeah.
Can start your legend, and that's a lot of pressure to put on that kid. You know,
but you know, but too big. I think by the same token, though, Kyle Shanahan has come out and said that Purdy is very, very poised for a rookie.
Oh, he is.
He's extremely poised. And I think you saw that against Dallas. He never really got rattled playing against Dallas or even some of the other teams, you know, or some of the other games that he's played where, you know, he's been, you know, it's been touch and go. So
but in that Dallas game, honestly, Diggs dropped one.
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know, and even though Dallas was the number one team in takeaways, the Eagles defense is opportunistic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you give them it, they'll take it. And I don't know if you want to make that many mistakes with Jalen Hurts then coming back on the field. Like, I get what you're saying. A lot of people.
How many mistakes did you really see him make against Kyle? It wasn't too many mistakes. He didn't play a lot. He was relatively mistake.
But Jay, think about the score. The score was 19-12. They cash in on those mistakes.
You got some touchdowns and interceptions.
At the minimum, they tie it. That's two interceptions I'm talking about.
Right.
And they beat them 19-12. That's 6 points at minimum if we score field goals off this.
Right. No, and that's my point. I feel like, you know, everybody throws a pick. Hell, even Jalen Hurts could throw a pick. I mean, nobody goes out there and just plays 100%, no interceptions. Otherwise, hell, they'd be the best thing since sliced bread if you got 20 or 30, 40 touchdowns and no interceptions. But we know that Hurts has thrown interceptions, and he is capable of doing it. But will he do it is another thing, you know, in this particular game. But I think the big thing for Purdy is he just has to remember, hey, look, I ain't got to be a superstar quarterback. I don't. All I have to do is play within my offense. I got a great running game behind me. I got a good offensive line. I got a good tight end. I got some good wideouts. I got Ayuk. All he's got to do is play within. He don't got to go crazy. Just play within the system. Let that defense do their job. Let Mitchell, you know, McCaffrey and Debo do their job and just play within the system. And they have a great – you know, offensive coordinator there. And the fact that he doesn't lose control of himself, you know, is a good sign. And I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, both teams got great weapons. I think it's going to come down who makes the mistake. What team makes the big mistake? I think that's going to be the difference of the game.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we can all agree. I think the game is going to live up to the hype.
Oh, hell yeah. I was telling Gonzo not long ago, Rob, that I can't remember the last time when we got down to the AFC and NFC championship games and all four teams were just so damn equal. I mean, honestly, you can make a case for all four teams on how they can win the Super Bowl. And it's possible that they could all win it.
It is.
I mean, literally.
It is.
And I think given the injuries to Mahomes, given the injuries to even the Bengals, if you look at the Bengals, they got two offensive linemen that are out.
Three now.
Is it up to three?
I think it's three now.
One of them
Two. I'm talking the right guard and
them two are definitely already.
Yeah, but it's one that, you know, it's real questionable. Yeah.
I just think, like, you know, with the exception of the Eagles, because the only injury really the Eagles truly had was when he hurt his shoulder when Hurts went, but that's been clean since then. So truthfully, the only one that's really, you know, the most healthiest out of all of them is the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Speaking of, and we talk about how good that this 49ers and Eagles game is going to be, but then you go right into the Bengals and the Chiefs that has the ability to be just as good or better.
Yeah. Oh, man. That
you have Joe Burrow, Joe Cool against Pat Mahomes. It's going to be a fun one.
Y'all see they calling it Burrowhead.
Yeah.
I said, look at them turn they troll up. Burrowhead. Hey, you know what, though? Hey, my boy Smoking Joe, you know, and I got this kid is tough. I like what this kid is made of. I'm not ready to crown him the young GOAT yet because, you know, I still leave that to Mahomes just because Mahomes has a wonderful body of work and he does have an MVP. He does have a Super Bowl, you know, fifth straight appearance in the AFC Championship game. So, you know, you got to cut credit where credit's due. But Joe, man, with the weapons he got, in my heart, I want to say the Chiefs, but I think the Bengals going to get them for a fourth time.
I'm on the same side. I like the Bengals as well.
I think the Bengals going to get it. It's too many weapons, man.
I think if the Bengals win this game, Joe Burrow has to start being in the conversation as the best quarterback in the league. That'd be four straight wins over Mahomes. Beat Mahomes twice to get to the Super Bowl.
You have to be considered,
especially if he can get there this year and win it this year and get that Super Bowl championship.
Well, I mean, it's clear that Burrow clearly has the Chiefs' number. I mean, he's completing 80% of his passes against the Chiefs. He's 3-0 against the Chiefs. How much more you want this man to do?
He definitely top five.
I mean, how many more right ways now, he's to
top five. He's definitely top five right now.
In the league. He's a top five. You know, you might, what you say, might be top three?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not top three. I think it's Mahomes,
facts.
Allen, and Burrow.
Facts. I don't think Allen's better than Burrow, to be honest.
That wasn't in no particular order. That was just
I got you. Okay.
I would have to agree with you. I still got Mahomes right now as the best.
Rob, I was watching that show on ESPN, The Rally, last night. I was talking to Gonzo about it even. They were doing a fan poll on who they felt like they had the top five, you know, guys for the MVP, and Burrow was at 30%. Mahomes was at 22 and Allen was at Allen was at 19. And I think Hurts was around 12-14 percent. I mean, I there's a lot of people in this country that think that Burrow is the best.
What?
Don't mind Damien, man, because Damien just be, why would Andy C ain't nowhere near a hot seat?
Bro. No. He ain't gonna be on no damn hot seat.
they could not make
this is the five straight AFC championship games.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if Damien sometimes has swelling in the brain that, you know, just like cuts off portions of that frontal cortex.
Oh, yes, sir, Frankie. Oh, yeah,
Frankie, we're ready for the Rumble. We're gonna talk about that here in just a few minutes.
I'm so ready. I'm geeked.
Hey, Frankie, don't you worry about being ready for the Rumble. You just try to make sure them Pats can figure out who the offensive coordinator. Well, you know your Bill's going to be Bill O'Brien. You just got to get the Pats back into the game.
Okay? You know what, Damien, that might be interesting if he loses this. I might give you that comment.
I understand what you're saying.
He has all this talent, but only has the one Super Bowl.
I give you that comment. Because he only got one, you know. He only got one. What they beat, I think with the one he won, they beat the 49ers, right?
Yep.
He beat Jimmy G, but then he lost to Brady. And now he can't get past Joe, you know. I just can't compliment that kid enough, man. Like, I really
what
like
What are we
going to
say about Patrick Mahomes if Burrow beats him again?
We got to
get off the Mahomes bandwagon and start looking at Joe Burrow as the man.
Yeah, I agree.
If he beats him this weekend and he goes on to win the Super Bowl, I think for sure
he's the best quarterback in the league.
Well, let me ask you this: what are they going to say if I'm not putting him up in the top five or anything? But what are people going to say if Purdy wins a Super Bowl this year out of nowhere?
You know what, though? I would say this. You would hear a lot of comparisons to Tom Brady.
I was about to say that. They're going to start saying Tom Brady 2.0.
Here's the difference between that comparison.
You have similar storylines.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. But I think Brock Purdy is doing a little bit more for the 49ers than what Tom Brady was doing when he got thrown in there as a rookie.
You know what, though?
Tom Brady couldn't throw the ball like Purdy.
You know what? No, Tom Brady didn't become Tom Brady until about season three, season four.
Yes.
No, that's a valid point. That's a valid point. Purdy, you know what? And that's what has, I think, to me, kind of changed the dynamic of the 49ers. No, bringing McCaffrey there was one thing. But, you know, you never wish injury on anybody. But Jimmy G going down, Brock Purdy plays differently. He's looking to score. He's looking to use those. He's not just out there to manage the game. He's out there trying to impact the game.
If you look at the numbers, the 49ers have scored more points since he's been quarterback. I mean, it's not like the offense has regressed since he's came in. It's gotten better.
Yep. Yeah.
I just want to go. I don't want to glance over that comment that Gonzo made, because I want to make sure Frankie Cruz Jr. heard that one. Gonzo, for the gallery, could you please say that one more time about Brady and Purdy?
I think Purdy's doing a little bit more now in his rookie season for the 49ers than what Brady was doing at that point. Brady didn't throw the ball down the field. It was check downs, run game defense the first couple of years there in New England. Then he became Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I want you to know that what I took away from that is Gonzo saying that Purdy's better than Brady.
Gonzo said at all.
They never come out.
I'm just waiting for Frank Cruz Jr. to come up in here.
Throw me under the bus, Ron.
No, because what you said is hey, you know what? I know Frankie is loyal to the Patriots. I was loyal to Tom Brady. You're not gonna find a bigger Tom Brady lover than me. What he said, you know, and pause on that. But what he said is very accurate.
Brady, I just like to see Frankie.
I think what the first two Super Bowls they Vinatieri won them.
Hey, Frankie knew what I was saying.
Frankie done had about three blunts in his system. Right now he's chilling. Okay,
Frankie, you know what? I'm glad he mentioned that. Yeah, I'm gonna let the blunt go on.
Hey, Frankie's all mellowed out right now. Right now you're getting the mellow version of Frankie. Okay.
Man, I'm having a good time here with y'all, baby.
No, you ain't having a good time with us. You having a good time with that blunt. Don't even go there.
No, because, Jay, I was already smoking, but now I get to come smoke and talk a little shit.
Hey, there you go.
And before we move on, Rob, are you back at home?
Yeah, I'm back at home.
I saw your background. He's back at home.
He
said he's in the Windy City.
Yeah, no, I remember I had to leave with all of the BS going on in my apartment, but yeah, I'm back at home now, man.
Oh, that's right. I do remember you had to go to the hotel.
Yeah,
man.
Because they had like some kind of explosion. I think some of the boiler in your building.
Was about to explode.
A good day.
Hey,
did you ask your landlord for a discount on the rent?
Oh, we working on that.
Hey, I had a question, guys. How do you guys compare Kansas City's defense to Buffalo's defense?
You know what? That the front seven, the first, you know, especially that front four. One thing about Kansas City that they are strong at is getting to the quarterback. And one thing I do worry about with the Bengals is the fact that they have so many injuries to that offensive line. And you might be asking for trouble against that defense, especially now who's going to be a little bit motivated to keep Mahomes off the field.
Yeah, I think so too. But then you stop thinking about Burrow's get sacked nine times and still win the game.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing too. That's the reason I still pick the Bengals, because even if they are able to get the Burrow, I don't trust the secondary of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think with Chase, Higgins, and Boyd out there, they might be in trouble. If Burrow can get if you can give Burrow three good seconds, he's going to pick you apart every time.
Well, and let's be honest, like I said earlier in the earlier show today when me and Gonzo were talking, I said, hey, look, that secondary of the Chiefs is suspect.
They suspect. It's
big time suspect. They suspect. When you got Higgins and Chase, and I'm telling you, everybody overlooks Boyd, but that dude always comes up with clutch plays when you need them. Boyd is always coming out of nowhere and giving those clutch plays. So when you got
he's a huge guy to have in the slot.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. That's why I said I don't think the Chiefs secondary can handle that triple threat in the air. And then you got to remember too, what's the X factor? The X factor is Mixon. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle Mixon on the run.
True.
How many running backs has?
I think he's going to be the line of scrimmage. If the Bengals control the line of scrimmage like they did against the Bills last week. Over. Kansas City's going to be in trouble.
Yeah,
but by that same token, you know, like I said, they got three offensive linemen out. How is that going to affect not only Burrow, like you said, he needs 3 seconds. How is that going to affect it? And how is it going to affect the running game when the holes aren't there? And that's why I said, if they go in there with three down linemen and Burrow comes away with that, come on, man, you got to give him the mad props on that stuff.
Well, you know what? It's going to be. Maybe you don't need the line to be the most unstoppable line, but you have to make Kansas City do a little bit different things. If you can get if they can just rush four or rush their three and get to the quarterback, then the Bengals might be in trouble. Because now you can double team who you need to double team. But if that line can make them start forcing them out of their normal set, and now you have to rely on that secondary.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when 75% of your starting offensive linemen are down and you're going to your backups,
hey, next man up. That's
an incredible amount of pressure on them Bengals.
Hey, it is, but it's next man up.
Next man up, but sometimes your next man up ain't as good as that first man up on that defense.
They just beat Buffalo.
Yeah, last week they knocked Buffalo off the ball.
Buffalo had a lot more other underlying issues than just that, though. But Buffalo was hurting. I mean, you saw Stephon Diggs was coming apart. That whole team was coming apart.
But you look at that game plan the Bengals had. If you watch, he was throwing the ball quick. He was getting out of there quick.
He had a good
game plan. I expect it's going to be a very similar game plan. And if they hit a few short passes, then they're going to run the ball. I think it's going to be a tough game for Kansas City, especially with Mahomes hurting a little bit. But I'm not counting Kansas City out by no means.
No.
Andy Reid's a genius.
Oh, man, that's another thing.
And Mahomes is a playmaker, you know. And I think being, you know, not 100%, he's a tough kid as well. He's going to come out there.
Hey, Rob, but tell me this.
Give the Bengals the edge because I think the Bengals have the better defense.
That's true. I was asking about this earlier.
And because they got Joe Burrow. On the low end, if you look at compare these teams, the Bengals have the better defense.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the low end or the mild high ankle sprain is, you know, 4 weeks rehab time.
Yeah.
And on the severe side, you know, it's 6 to 8 and with the surgery requiring. I just don't understand how less than a week this guy is fully participated in practice, unless it wasn't even a high ankle sprain, or maybe it was misdiagnosed. It just doesn't make sense that he could come back from a high ankle sprain with less than a week, and I could do 80% of what I need to do. How is that even humanly possible?
He focused.
Now I'm more than focused. I could be focused all damn day, but if my legs broke.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
He's an alien, dude.
No, man. Listen, if he's really an alien, then we got some bigger problems than the AFC-NFC showdown.
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you, man.
Hey, listen, I know. You ever see that show V? I want to see that dude's skin get pulled back and that green color come through. And, hey, if that's the case, I'm going to look for that red dust, and I'm going to start sprinkling it all over the place.
But now, I think it really just boils down to with the Bengals, man, I think they just have too many playmakers.
And I think that game could come down to who makes a big mistake, who can get a turnover. Something like that could really turn that game as well.
Well, the other big thing, can they stop Kelce in the red zone?
Yeah.
He's the main target in the red zone. They get in the red zone, he's the man. If they don't get the ball to Kelce in the red zone, they could have Kansas City could have issues getting touchdowns.
That's true. Too many weapons. I just think with Joe Burrow and the Bengals, is pick your poison.
So you're going with the Bengals, Rob?
I'm going with the Bengals.
What's the host city for the Super Bowl this year?
Arizona.
Arizona.
It's going to be in Arizona? Okay. Yeah.
Jay, okay. Who you got, Bengals or Chiefs?
I'm going Bengals. I'm going Bengals because I feel like Patrick Mahomes is not going to be. I just don't We're see
all four of them. Right?
I want to see him go throughout the whole game, jumping and jumping and jumping, doing those jump passes, doing those left and right cuts, and being, you know, 100% there, number one. And then number two, I want to see if that Bengals front can you know, give Burrow, like you said, enough time. I think that Chiefs secondary gets exploded. And I definitely got the Bengals. I'm going with them. I think it's going to be a close game, but I got the Bengals.
All four of us have the Bengals. Stat guy says he has the Chiefs.
Yeah, I want to put this out there, though. My heart wants the Chiefs to win.
Hey, we don't care about your heart. We only want to care about the analytics.
By 10,
I can't bet on your heart, Rob. Rob, I know. I can't put money down on your heart. I gotta.
I know. Neither can I. Neither can I. So that's why I said I have to use logic. I think logically, the Bengals are gonna win. But my heart, yeah, man. I want to see Mahomes win another one. You know,
I'm going with the 49ers. 49ers and Bengals. What I'm going.
I got Eagles and Bengals and I'm riding with the Eagles to win it all.
Rob, you're agreeing with Damian on something, man.
Yeah, I.
Wow. Oh man!
I guess the sun got to shine on the dog's ass every once in a while.
But let's transition to the SmackDown and the Royal Rumble. What do you think? Did you watch SmackDown, Rob?
I did. I watched SmackDown. I think it was a good episode. I like, man. You know what, man? Shout out to the Bloodline. Just this angle. The story with Sami Zayn, you know. Oh my God. Like that court session last week was probably some of the best I've ever seen.
Yep.
And just how they're continuing it. You know, Sami sneaks up off the truck, hoodied up, you know, and letting Jay know, I got you. You know what? I think one day they might go down that path of Jay going at Roman. And having Sammy have his back, you know.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. So Roman Reigns no longer is a champion. Is it now Bobby Lashley?
No, Roman's still champion.
Roman's still the champion.
I thought they said he was going to send Seth Rollins and got disqualified and lost the championship.
Nah.
No, he's still the champion.
Lashley was the United States.
He was the United States champion. Lashley was.
Yeah.
Different championship.
Yeah.
Cause I was doing some research earlier today, and I see where Bobby Lashley had the WWE belt on. Was that the United States belt that he was wearing?
Yeah, that would have been the United States championship.
Frankie says he's getting kicked out of the Bloodline, and Sammy and KO is challenging Usos at Mania for the belts.
I know people saying that's the logical thing to do, which
I told Dad this earlier. I think KO might win tomorrow night. And then you have Sammy and KO at the Elimination Chamber. Sammy trying to get the belt back for the Bloodline.
Wait, Kevin Owens is taking on Roman Reigns.
Elimination Chamber's next month in February. Yeah. That's before WrestleMania.
You want Kevin Owens to get the belt back on him.
No, that's interesting. I don't know, though. Do you think they're going to let that man lose tomorrow, though?
I don't know. That's the thing. They've done such a good job with this story. You know what the hell's going to happen.
The only way I seen him losing was if The Rock showed up and caused him to lose. Because I don't think you need. And I don't know if The Rock's going to be there. You see all kinds of reports, but that could be them trying to throw people off.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't know.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. We're going to be doing a watch along tomorrow. At The Rock comeback, I'm losing my shit.
If they put him in the chamber, it wouldn't be one-on-one. But I mean,
they still could do a one-on-one match.
Yeah, at that pay-per-view, yeah, do a one-on-one match.
At The Rock comeback and win the Royal Rumble, I'm losing my shit. I just want y'all to know that.
How would you feel?
So Cody Rhodes is going to be, is that right? So is that what he's saying, right? So is Cody Rhodes going to be fighting or going against Roman Reigns then?
No.
We don't know yet.
No. So Cody Rhodes is just coming back. He's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
So how would you feel if Stone Cold shows up at the Royal Rumble and wins it?
I'll lose my shit.
there's rumors out there that he might be in the Royal Rumble.
He's been training.
Yep, he's in
Stone Cold. I follow him on Instagram. You know, that's my guy, man. If you love wrestling, you gotta love Stone Cold. Like, oh my God, I still go back and watch some of his work. Just one of the greatest workers. I think people underestimate, first of all, how good Stone Cold was on the mic. Stone Cold was that dude. Like, he could just say some of the simplest shit, and it just made sense. You know, stump a mud hole in your ass and walk it dry. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I would love to see Stone Cold come back. I think he wants to come back. I'm pretty sure the performer he is, he might not want that match with Kevin Owens to be how you remember him. Because he looks good. He looks real good. Like he said, he got tired of being a fat ass. I wish I could follow his discipline.
Hey, let me ask you this. When they come up with the story writing for WrestleManias and the Royal Rumbles, Elimination Chambers, and all this, like, how do they decide how long somebody's going to be a champion? Like, for example, take Roman Reigns, for example. How does WWE say, okay, Roman Reigns is going to be champion X amount, and then somebody – like, how do they decide when the belt is going to change?
I think you never really know. It's how the people take it. You know, if you got a heel and people really hate him, or he's such a good heel that people like him, you know, you kind of want to ride with that. And then if you got a baby face that's just a baby face is a baby face, you just the people let you know. You know, sometimes I think WWE takes a chance.
A few years ago, the people decided the main event of WrestleMania and Daniel Bryan won it. The people decided that.
Yeah, they didn't want Daniel Bryan to win.
How do you feel if it ends up being Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania?
I think that'd be awesome as hell.
You know what? Sami Zayn is a great wrestler. I think it'll be a great match.
And he's over right now. So yeah.
Hey, you know that's Sammy Uso.
I should put my honorary Uso shirt on. I'm wearing it tomorrow.
I'm putting on my Bloodline shirt. But I think the Bloodline is just one of the hottest things out right now.
What do you think about what Frankie said? Do you think that HBK would ever
no,
do something like
HBK
that? Come back for
I don't think HBK so. I mean, he could, but I don't think he will.
No, HBK is done. I don't think HBK has the love for wrestling anymore in that capacity.
No, not in that capacity. I think he's so in love with NXT and what he's doing there with the young guys.
Can somebody tell me what the hell a pitch black match is?
I have no fucking idea.
None of us do.
I think the lights are going to be out.
The fireflies.
And it's basically going to be a falls count anywhere type match is what I think it's going to be. But they really haven't said.
That's what it's going to be. And then, you know, of course, with Bray Wyatt, it's going to be some antics. You're going to see Uncle Howdy and all that shit. You know, maybe we find out.
Ricky says he's wearing his RKO 420 shirt.
I tell you why. I'm really starting to get into the Uncle Howdy, and that's starting to pick up.
Yeah, I want to know who it is.
Yeah, and LA Knight is doing a great job.
Oh, dude, I like LA
Knight. Did you see him come out as Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, whatever happened to Riddle?
Yeah,
I love that. Riddle, is Riddle still wrestling, or is he out of it right now? I know he got into some trouble.
I don't think Riddle's going to be there.
Yeah, Riddle, he just got out of rehab.
And he's hanging out.
I knew he was in something. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, but I really rock with LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Let me talk to you
here for a minute.
That's the difference. That's the difference with Triple H being in charge.
Yeah.
And everything is starting to make more sense. And some people say, well, you know, some of these guys ain't getting over. Well, perfect example, let me see. had it wrote down here.
What is Bo Dallas? What does he mean by that?
That's Bray Wyatt's brother. He said he thinks that's who's going to be Uncle Howdy.
We think that's who. I've heard rumors of that. You know, my dad's it'll be pretty cool.
What he wrote down.
Oh, Karrion Kross. I mean, he comes back and no, is he over like he was in NXT? No, he was with Vince and Vince about ruined him. So yeah. Triple H is building him back up slowly. He had a feud with Drew McIntyre. Now he's got a feud with Rey Mysterio. I mean, that's how you build somebody back up. And the other thing, if you notice, back in 97 and everything, the Attitude Era, even the joke was, even Kai and Tai, if you remember Kai and Tai, even they had something to do on the program. That's you see Triple H is trying to give everybody.
Yeah. I remember choppy off pee-pee.
Yeah. It may be a small part. But you see a lot more wrestlers getting put in the storylines. It may be a small storyline, it may be a big storyline. And the storylines are making sense, and it's not all goofy stuff.
Well, Frankie said he just lost to Ray, so him and Ray will be eliminated. They fight face off with Mania.
You know what?
Hey, question. Is that how WWE, do you have like,
I don't think it'll be
like, yeah, like Triple H, you know, is kind of like, the creator, but then you have like, they have like a section of people that actually write what's going to happen.
Okay. They have a team of writers.
Okay. Yeah, but they all collaborate. Yep. You know what? Speaking of storyline, so y'all know the Maximum Male Models?
Yes.
I saw a vignette on Twitter. Oh, my God. I kind of like these dudes now.
Yeah, they've been doing people they've been checking out need to check them out on Twitter. They've been doing some good stuff.
Hey, I saw it with Shayna Baszler. Oh, my God. I was dead.
Yeah, they've done a few, but I tell you, the best ones are the one with Rey Mysterio. Do you see the latest one where he was, Rhea Ripley was training him how to hang on the ropes?
Yeah,
and stuff?
I saw that.
I gotta go check that out.
Yeah,
my son tagged me in on Facebook.
She's holding him on the ropes and he's hanging on the ropes and he finally says, "Put me down, mommy." it's hilarious, man.
Hey. Frankie killing me in the comments right now.
Mysterio Dominic's doing a fantastic job right now.
He is.
Oh, yeah. Killing him. I love what they're doing with Dom right now.
Dominic makes you really hate him. You're talking about some, you know. See, you know what we call guys like you in jail? Like, dude, you was in lockup. Shut up. But I love how he's doing it. You know, I think he's bringing a little life to the Judgment Day.
Yep.
And you know what, though? I saw recently what Booker T said about Rhea Ripley, and I'm with him. It's time.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. Like, push her. Like, she's great. She's great in the ring. She's great on the mic. She's really developed her character. And I love this thing with her and Dominic. Give her the belt.
Yep.
You know, we seen Charlotte win, and I got no problem with Charlotte, but I just want something new with that, you know?
I think Ripley's ready as well.
I think that's my prediction to win the Ladies Royal Rumble. I'm going with Ripley.
Me too. I'm going with Ripley. I'm with Ripley, you, Pops.
Which don't forget, we're doing the watch party tomorrow night, Royal Rumble, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll do our little pre-show from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. The Rumble live premium event starts, not pay-per-view no more. But you can watch it unscripted at Gonzo Sports Room and at the All Sports All Plays Network. So come join us tomorrow night for that.
So who do you think is going to win the Men's Rumble?
You know what? It's either going to be Cody. I want to say Cody or The Rock if he comes back.
Here's the names I wrote down. I wrote down Cody. I got Sammy. I got The Rock. I got Stone Cold. And I got Jey Uso.
I want to say Jey Uso too.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Main event Uso. That'd be hot.
And the women's, I've got down Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, maybe a legend like Lita or somebody, maybe a surprise. And then the other one that I think would be perfect to come back and even win it and put her with a bloodline is Naomi.
Oh. Hey, no, we're not done. I was just letting everybody know about tomorrow night.
Yeah,
you know what? I think I don't think Naomi's coming back though.
I think she's coming back.
Frankie said he thinks she's coming back too.
I was Charlotte Flair these days.
She's the champ. She's the champ. She's back.
Yep.
Okay. But what if The Rock's daughter enter it.
She might be there. I do know they're going to be
The Rock's daughter. NXT must be wrestling now.
Oh, nice. I didn't. Man, I'm learning. Damn it.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Rob, when we start talking wrestling, Jason's kind of there like you are if we talk baseball.
I'm surprised.
Because if this was Rob and baseball, bro, let me tell you what. Thank you. That's Rob and baseball. Hey, look, I'm just trying to figure it out, man. I don't get a chance to watch as much wrestling as you guys do, but man, I just try to figure it out. That's all.
Hey, you know what?
But that is a rumor that Nia Jax is supposed to be back.
You know what? I would love for them, you know, especially with the women's wrestling. I like when they open the fourth door. Like that was cool what they did with Mickie James when they let her come and she had the TNA.
There's been some rumors that she might be there.
I'd like to see Bully Ray be one of them that come out.
He's kind of made his retirement back, right? I saw a clip.
He's in the best impact. Yeah. He had a hell of a match a week or so ago.
Yeah. I've been seeing some clips because I don't get to watch other promotions like I used to back in the day. It's really kind of like AEW. I'll catch some New Japan. Like if AEW mentions it, I'll go search for it.
There's a few New Japan guys that contracts are coming up. Jay White. I don't know if his contract's done. I know Triple. We bring him into the Rumble or not. I don't know if he's mainstream enough. I'm not saying he's not. I don't want people to say, hey, what you don't know.
What's going on with Old Japan? Has Old Japan been doing anything? Old Japan.
And then
there's something wrong with you, Jay. CM Punk ain't never coming back to the WWE, especially not with Triple H right there.
You guys remember King Aku?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His two sons, supposedly contracts have came up in New Japan.
Okay.
And one of them dudes are like 6'11", and the other one's real good too. So I wouldn't be shocked to see. I know they've been talking to them also. CM Punk ain't coming to WWE.
Nah, he ain't coming back. CM Punk burns too many bridges, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. If he goes back,
could happen someday, maybe.
I don't know, man. Like that dude, sometimes he just don't know when to shut up.
So he's not with AEW no more.
All the time.
I don't think so. I don't know what kind of contract they have, but I know right now he's not wrestling for AEW. And I know y'all probably talked about this, but man, shout out to see my boy Adam Cole back, man.
Yep.
He's one of my favorites, dude.
Yeah, big pop, man. Big pop.
Hey, I popped with him when I heard that. When I heard that music, I was like,
he should be the number one baby face.
Is he related to J. Cole?
Hey Gonzo, I hit him with the boom. Hey, that's my dude right there, man. Hey, Adam Cole to me, he got it. Whatever it is in wrestling,
but AEW needs to run with him.
He should be a champ right now.
One surprise I do see happening, and Chris has brought up, is McAfee.
I think McAfee is going to show up.
I look for McAfee to be in there.
Oh, in the Royal Rumble?
Yep.
That'd have been cool.
I didn't realize how good a shape, you know, Pat McAfee is in, but he's in really good shape.
He can wrestle too.
Yeah, that's crazy to me how good of a shape.
He took a break from College Game Day, and now College Game Day is over. So I think he's going to make a comeback tomorrow night.
I know that.
I think Bad Bunny might show up too.
Yeah, Bad Bunny, and then maybe
one of the Paul brothers.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Hey, Bad Bunny was good too.
Yeah, real good.
What about Gable Stevenson?
Yeah, that could be somebody that hadn't been on TV yet, really, too much. They said they had some non-traditional plans, surprises. So what that means, who knows with Triple H. I Triple H, this is his first Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
You know he wants to go big.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. Because you know he's gonna make a statement taking over that job.
Well, speaking of big statements, we saw tonight after he destroyed everybody, Brock Lesnar has said he's in the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
So that's already Ben,
he wanted them to go with him and Roman again.
Hey, let me ask you this: Would you pop if maybe number 30? All of a sudden, No Chance in Hell hits, and Vince comes out.
Oh, dude, 30. I love it.
Oh my God. First of all, Vince got to be the strongest 80-year-old dude I've ever seen in my life. Like,
how much was that? He deadlift?
Oh, I forget now.
It was
like 300 pounds or something.
No, it was a lot more than that. Hey, Vince,
that
was like 1,000, wasn't it?
Vince,
I forget why he was deadlifting. It was outrageous.
Vince is a freak of nature, man.
He's that definitely dude a freak. Is
a freak of nature. The genetic jackhammer.
Yep.
Hey, I you know what though? I think something is telling me this Royal Rumble is gonna be good. I'm actually excited too about seeing that Alexa Bliss and Bianca Belair match. I think it's gonna be a great match.
Who do you think wins that?
I think Alexa comes out with the title.
You think Alexa wins it?
Yeah, it's okay now for a title change. I think Bianca has done enough where even if she loses the title, people will still be around her. She's just become one of those tier superstars now where you can kind of do whatever with Bianca. And people will love her.
If they threw into the fire and has done a hell of a job as though Sokoa.
Oh, man.
Yes. And they had a great him and Kevin Owens had a great match tonight.
Every match he's had has been great.
Yes. You know what? What I like about Solo is he's not one of those big guys that just want to move finish. He can actually wrestle. He can move. Like, this guy's pretty good, man. And you know what? With the limited talking that he's had, though, he knows how to, you know, play within his role and not do too much. I like Solo.
The match I would like to see at WrestleMania on the women's side for maybe even a main event would be Bianca and Rhea Ripley.
I was going to say that. You know what? Let them have a showcase of strength.
Oh.
I mean, both of those ladies, you know, cut to the teeth.
Jay's idiot.
I love Rhea Ripley. I love Bianca Belair. I'm so glad that, you know, they gave her a push. And you see what you got out of that. Now you created a real superstar in Bianca. And I think it's time to let Rhea get some magic, because I don't want to see Charlotte in WrestleMania. I don't. I'm sorry.
They're trying to build her up as a baby face. If they get the right opponent for her, it might be all right.
I think you have to. I think the problem with Charlotte is that they force feed you her.
Yeah, she. I heard an interview with her today, and she was real honest. She said, you know, they brought up the idea of her dad having her bring her out Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
And she said, I wanted to do it and everything. And then after we did it and we watched it back, she said, I thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
She said, you know, 5 years ago, that would have been perfect. But now with my dad coming out, it's too, and doing it for me, it's too much.
Yeah.
And she said it was a mistake. She said, you know. The interview, she was real honest. I mean, it was a great interview.
You know,
it was on Busted Open. Might try to check it out.
I might have to check that out. Because, you know, and I love Charlotte. Don't get me wrong. I think she's a beautiful young woman. She can wrestle her ass off. She is very talented. Like, her father is not the reason that she's made it this far. That might be the reason that you looked at her. Yep. But her skills has kept her in the game. Don't get me wrong. I love Charlotte. I just think let people love her on their terms.
Needs to be organic.
Yeah, they just force feed you her, you know. And I think with Rhea, even Raquel Rodriguez, I like Raquel.
I like her a lot too.
She's strong. She's also another pretty. Where are they finding these pretty strong ass women at? Because you look at Jade Cargill, and you look at Rhea Ripley, and
you know who found a lot of them was found by Mark Henry.
Yeah, Mark Henry knows how to find some talent. And Booker T
does too.
Yeah, Booker T can find some talent, man. You know, because I think Booker T is responsible for Amber Moon.
Yeah. Yep. And also the girl in NXT. She's the champ in NXT now. I can't think of her name.
Jakara or something like that. Is that her name? Or
she's a real small girl, but man, she can go.
I can't think of her name.
Can't think of her name for nothing.
What the hell? If Gonzo and Tony can't figure it out, how the rest of us mere weirdo people like us
can't figure it out? I have trouble with names. I'm old.
And I don't watch NXT every Tuesday night. I watch
it. I don't.
I watch it when I can. I watch it sometimes, but I don't watch it every Tuesday.
All right, look, man. Gonzo, you're on notice right now. You're on notice. You're on notice.
I like Nikita Lyons. I like Nikita Lyons, but not
y'all. Y'all need to tighten it up over there.
She's hurt again.
I know. Hey, look, you heard me. I said I like her, but not for wrestling reasons.
I heard you. Yeah,
I heard you. Hey, don't let Mrs. Scott hear that.
Hey, she know I have my wrestling crushes. She know how I felt about
it. I bet Mrs. Scott ain't going to be too happy to hear that.
Hey, she knew how I felt about Sasha Banks. Like, she'll see on TV, like your girlfriend on TV. She knew already. Sasha Banks
is a good looking girl.
Sasha Banks did it for me, boy. Mm. I don't know what it was about Sasha, but you know. Now who is it? It's I got a thing for Liv Morgan.
Yeah, Liv Morgan's a good looking girl.
You know, and ladies, if you're watching this, I don't mean to objectify you. It's just look, I'm a guy. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, look, let me tell you something right now. You don't think women say the same thing about men? Hell no, why people go all the time? You think she's got a plethora of actors that she think are good looking and I'm
what? You know, sometimes they take that Me Too shit too far. Like, look, what did you want me to do?
He said happy birthday to who?
To Sasha, by the way.
Sasha.
Happy birthday, Sasha. That's no, her name is Monet now. You're gonna respect it.
Yep.
Monet.
Yeah, but hey, you know what though? And I know you guys probably already talked about this too. Now I didn't really know the Briscoe brothers like that. Like I knew about the title match they had with FTR you know, but dude, watching what AEW did and that tribute to that guy. You know, and to hear how he passed away and, you know, how, you know, his baby girls are still in the hospital and trying to get better, man. You know,
that was a car crash, correct?
Yeah, it was a car crash, you know, so rest in peace to him. And man, you know, our thoughts and prayers are still with his family, man. But what AEW did was beautiful.
That was speaking of crashes and stuff, hey, I just want to say, you know, And I'm sure you saw that, man. I know I talked to Gonzo about it. You know, I'm sure you seen it on ESPN. Conor McGregor almost met his maker yesterday when that guy in the car hit him on his bicycle. So,
hey, but he laughed about it, man.
About it, but you know, hey, you still gotta believe how. Look, you
I'm glad that he's okay. I'm not saying that. I just hope he don't. Because he told dude everything was good, so just keep everything good.
Yeah, right? Hey, keep everything good. Damn.
Hey, that man looked scared. Like, oh, shit, I hit him with my car. Lord, yeah, and it was Conor McGregor. Lord Jesus.
Man, hey, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, man. Hey, listen.
He probably wished it was the other way around because he would have been paid.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. If I hit Conor McGregor, I'm going to throw my insurance card up on the hood and I'm running. I don't care. Here's my insurance card. Do what you got to do. I'm running.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Oh, man. Prayers up in Memphis, too, man. I saw that video. I don't even want to talk about that on here. That was ugly.
That's
a whole nother thing, man. But our prayers are with everybody out there protesting in the family of that young man. That's all I want to talk about on that. We here to have a good
time. I'm glad the TV network's finding that AEW do that tribute and stuff. Didn't let him do it at first because of stupid stuff. But anyway,
You know, that man passed away, you know, and he meant a lot to the wrestling community.
Oh, yeah. And to that area where he lived. I mean, I heard stories. Tommy Dreamer, I listened to Busted Open. They was telling stories about the Briscoe brothers. Said they would be going to shows and get ready to go to a show and stuff, hanging out at the pantry or a gas station or a liquor store after drinking a beer, meeting the fans. They said they were just great people. And they'd be on the going back to the hotel and they'd be walking. The two would be walking. They said, "You guys want a ride?" I said, "No, we're good. We're just gonna talk to the fans and walk back to the hotel. Drinking the beer."
That's pretty cool to do that. That's pretty freaking awesome. And
that shows you the love of the business though, man.
It does.
Those guys really love the business. Like
they got screwed, man. Because you said you did, because like when we first started out, you said you didn't know the Briscoes as well. Well, it's because they were kept off fucking TV.
Yep.
for shit that he said 13 years ago.
Yeah. And also, they did things their way, too, because they're both chicken farmers.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't think they wanted to be on the road in WWE 300 days out of the year.
Yeah.
But yeah, but times have changed. It could have been different now, and a lot of that stuff.
But I'm glad I got introduced to him, you know, to them before he passed away. Like, I saw that match with FTR because everybody kept talking about this is probably one of the greatest matches that ever happened. So I went to go watch that bloodbath, and I was like, man, who are these dudes? Boy, these boys like to wrestle. Like, you know, I'm a fan of the sport, man. And anytime you see, you know, these guys, you know, have such great skill, you know, because it's more than just going out there doing moves. When you can watch a match and they telling a story during the match, and you get intrigued in this story, you're like, okay, this is more than just a fight. Like, it's something here. Like, dude, that's what wrestling is about. That's what pulls you in, you know? A good story. And look, I was one of the people, when I played the wrestling game, I liked the part when they go back and they talk. I'll stop and listen. Like,
The story going on. The story mode is always the best.
You gotta love the story, man. You know? But you can have a story even in a fight. You know, you telling the story of the under guy, the little guy who, you know, or you're telling the story of the monster that dominates, like, you know, it's always a story, you know. So I respect wrestlers in that craft.
And that's like I said, number one thing in wrestling right now is the bloodline story in Usos.
They are.
By far, there's nothing really close to it right now.
No, you know what they've done. Rob,
that's what's fun about doing all the independent stuff that we do is we get to see a lot of these talents before they get to that level.
Yep. Yeah, that is pretty cool. And you get to meet legends. Like, man, you guys met Mick Foley. You met the Pope. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I would
like,
love to meet Mick Foley, though.
I want to meet the Pope.
Luke Gallows.
Luke's cool, dude, man.
Oh, yeah. I said that to myself. I said, him in the OC, I love to have like a couple beers with those dudes, man. They look like
he would.
Oh,
he
would. Hey, we said a Uber with him. He was putting them down.
That's a shot. I think you're gonna. I don't know what they're gonna do with that Hurt Business storyline. I don't know.
I don't know where they're going with that for sure.
But let's get you ready.
Yep.
Let's get the final thoughts.
Yes, sir. Hey man,
Jay, you go first.
Go ahead, Jay.
You took a break. You took a break since we was talking some wrestling, so we'll let you go. I know you got to be ready to go.
You know, it's times like this where I really kind of understand what Rob is when we talk baseball, man. I contemplate, like, you know what, this is how Rob feels. Okay, and it gives me a new appreciation for Rob and the patience that he exudes while we talk baseball, and I think he eats his dinner, but no, man. Hey, I love Rob, man. And Rob, I look forward to hanging out with you tomorrow, man, and chopping it up, man. I learned a lot about wrestling just listening to you guys. I don't get to watch as much, but it is fun to listen to all the storylines and the craziness of it all. So, but yeah, man, catch us tomorrow, man. It's gonna be a good time, man. You know, 7:30 we start. Like Gonzo said earlier, you know, GSR, Unscripted, ASAP, you know, we'll all be there doing our thing. And it's going to be a good time, man. I appreciate you guys. And it's a pleasure to always be able to be on the share the same screen with you guys, you know. So I appreciate it.
That's tough. All right.
We appreciate you coming on, brother. Rob, what you got?
Oh, man, my final thought, man. Thanks for the invite, man. You know, another time on GSI, man, getting to talk good old wrestling, man, with my boy Gonzo and Pops, man, and Jadon, man, talking good football. So, hey, I'm going to pop on here with y'all tomorrow, man. It's going to be fun. Like I said, my first watch along. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for the Royal Rumble. I think it's going to be a hell of a show.
I'm excited, too.
Real quick, I don't know what Eddie Rodriguez, he's got a question mark, so I don't know if he's wondering, like.
No, the question mark before the – it was for the comment before that.
Okay.
Oh, they do.
They do some crazy
stuff. They still do some crazy stuff. I mean, what, Braun Strowman lifted up an 18-wheeler and you know,
Speaking of that, in that match tonight with the tag team match.
Oh, against Hit Row.
It was the Imperium against Legado Fantasma. Did you see the move that Vinci hit? He was on the top rope in the corner.
Yeah.
And hit a military press.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Military press him off the top rope. Yeah. I'd never seen that like that.
I've been here watching college wrestling. He came in here and goes, "Hey, did you just see that?" I was like, "No, I didn't."
Hey, he's strong as hell that shit.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, I like
that. There's this guy on the independent circle, Rob. Independent circuit, not circle, but he'll get up on the middle. He'll get the guy and hold him like he's crossed like this, like he's going to body slam him. Get up on the middle rope and do a fucking moonsault.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And he lands on top of the guy.
Yep.
Yeah, he calls it moonsault and battery.
Yep.
Oh, that should be a finisher.
Yeah.
Give him his name.
His name's the Iron Demon Shane Mercer.
Yeah, look him up.
I'm going to have to look him up. I want to see that some move. Of his moves. What you say the move is called?
Moonsault and battery.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
You can find a lot of his matches on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, I've seen him do it to a 300 pound dude.
And he hit it. I'm gonna have that. That sounds like that's awesome, dude. I still say one of the coolest things I ever saw. No, before we go, when I actually went to Monday Night Raw and I got to see Neville, you know, now known as Pop. Yep. I got to see that Red Arrow dude. Seeing that in person was amazing. It was probably one of the best things I ever seen.
SummerSlam. We got to see the SummerSlam. We got to see Edge and Undertaker in Hell to
Sell.
And they have the floor seats, but then you know like the regular seats in the arena.
Yeah.
We were 10 rows up in the regular seats in the arena, man. Like ring level. It was awesome.
That's one of the things I regret is I never got to see the Undertaker's entrance in person.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. We've seen it a few times. Only wrestler I really never got to see was Hulk Hogan.
I'm gonna go see Bray Wyatt, the new face of Fear. I'll make sure I catch him.
Yeah, I want to see Bray Wyatt. I haven't seen Bray Wyatt live. But hell, like we saw I was getting ready to call him Ambrose, but Moxley. We saw Moxley before he ever wrestled in WWE. We saw Bryan Danielson before he was in WWE.
Mm.
All at the same show.
Seeing Sammy Callahan.
I mean, we got. It's pretty cool getting to see somebody. Hell, I sat outside a community center one night for about 45 minutes, smoking some cigarettes, talking to Jake the Snake Roberts.
I'm
serious, dude.
Listen to this.
About 15 years ago, probably.
He showed, and he was still pretty messed up.
Yeah.
But he showed up, and he's got his tights on and sweatpants. He wanted his money up front before he got in the ring.
Yeah.
But he gave him his money, and he put it in a Crown Royal bag. And he put the Crown Royal bag down in the sweats. Well, during the match, the Crown Royal bag falls out, and all the money falls out all over the mat. So the referee picks it all up, and he tells Jake during the match. You hear him tell him, "Man, your bag fell out and all your money. I put it back in the bag and I've got your bag. I'll give it back to you after the match." The referee told him that.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
Smoke a cigarette. Jake Roberts sitting on the bench. I sit right down beside him. We sit there and talk a good 40-45 minutes.
That's because when you talk about Jake the Snake, now that's back in my day. I remember Jake the Snake when I was, growing up.
Hey, when I was a kid, I actually got the snake, Damien the Python. Yep.
You touched Jake Robert the Snake.
Yep.
You touched Jake Robert the Snake.
Yep. You better watch what you say.
I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying.
Something wrong with you, Jake.
That's all I'm doing is asking for clarification.
Before we get out of here is Royal Rumble tomorrow at 7:30. Then Sunday night, 10:30, we're going to do a NFL Championship Sunday recap show after the football games on Sunday at 10:30 Sunday night. So come join us for that. We'll talk about the game, recap what happened, and preview the Super Bowl. So that'll be Sunday night. Tomorrow, Saturday night, Royal Rumble, Sunday night, NFL playoff show.
Hey, Eddie, I hope to see you tomorrow night, man. Because hey, we're gonna have a good time tomorrow night, Eddie. Oh, man, you'll laugh. You'll have a good time with us. So hopefully, we will see you.
Hey, I'm gonna have a couple blunts tomorrow.
hey, Rob said a couple of blunts my ass. I'm gonna have a whole damn plan.
Hey, don't worry, too. I'm gonna have a drink over here. Are we kicking?
hey, Rob, I can
order,
just
order me a little food.
Hey, Rob, you gonna have a plan on your desk, and you're gonna be pulling them leaves off by the show.
don't worry about it. No. This already gonna be rolled up, Jay. I'm just gonna be just picking it up. Like,
Let me tell you something. I remember one time I was with Mel at my friend's house. I had a little bit of Jack, had a little bit of that little bud, and man, all I know is the rest of the night I was laying on the garage floor.
I can have be up here. I'm gonna be up here talking good shit.
And listen, all I know is I was fading so hard. It was like my whole life was going in and out. Like I would open my eyes, I'd close my eyes, and open my eyes. Like, I kept seeing Mel. Like she was like some kind of floating angel. They were all
Jay got a hold of that good shit.
Bring that to tomorrow.
By the way, I appreciate weed smoking or alcoholic drinking is not good for you. I say just drink Lipton iced tea. You'll be okay.
There you go, Jay. Maybe we can get Lipton as a sponsor.
There you go.
Hey.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us tonight. This has been GSR Gonzo Sports Room. We'll see you guys Sunday night for another GSR Gonzo Sports Room. Like we said, tomorrow, Royal Rumble watch along.
We'll be back
also on Monday night with GSR. I hope everybody has a great weekend. See you guys Sunday night.